USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has created controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA already approving the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen-size pillow. King-size, only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Department of Justice says it was able to reclaim a portion of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline following a May ransomware attack. Tim Berg reports.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will sign a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that he will sign a law prohibiting any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information. Texas is one of several states to have banned vaccine requirements. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced several steps that the federal government would be taking to try to deal with the crisis at the southern border. Speaking after a meeting with Guatemala's president, Harris said new task forces would be created to fight human trafficking and corruption, but her critics continue to call for her to visit the border as part of her efforts to work on the root causes of illegal immigration. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says there are many reasons that the vice president should visit the border. He tells Fox News that it importantly would show support for the Border Patrol.
Visiting that southwest border, talking to the men and women of Border Patrol and the law enforcement agents, as well as the migrants, she needs to understand what is causing them to make this very dangerous journey. Is it jobs? Is it economic opportunity? Or is it the persecution that they're talking about? And so she can talk with some of these individuals firsthand. So as she talks with Guatemala and others, she has a firsthand account of what some of these migrants are going to. But probably the most important to visit that southwest border is to show support to the men and women of Border Patrol. These are law enforcement officers that are and go to work every day that are facing a historic crisis and surge of individuals at that border, and are doing their very best to keep that border under control and secure and safe. And having the vice president or the president of the United States come down there and show their support goes a long way for these patriots.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.